Well, let's just take a deep breath of life. As we begin week four in our month of learning a deeper mastery, a stronger mastery, a more magnified mastery in the area of manifestation, being reminded that we don't get a choice about whether we are creating a life. We only get a choice about what life we will create, and what a magnificent opportunity it is to have that choice, to create a life that we love, that we feel good in, because we will not feel good unless we're in alignment with God's will, for that is the cue God gives us, is we start feeling better and better and better. There is a stream of well-being, a current of well-being moving through this universe. It is God's will that you and I live in and from and through this stream of well-being. And so, as we begin week four, we spend just a moment relaxing our bodies, taking a deep breath again, and we amplify now our co-creative capacity in the art and the science of manifestation. The science of manifestation requires of you and me to be reminded that everything is created twice. Everything is created twice. First, it must be a thought before it can be a thing. The chair you're sitting on was first a thought before it became a thing. If you look around your space you're in, there are many objects. Every object that was man-made was first a thought before it became a thing. Everything that we say is God-made was first a thought before it became a thing. In Genesis we read, and God looked upon the void and said, let there be, and there was. You now and I now are looking upon the void of the future of our lives that is unformed. And out of this infinite capacity of possibility that you and I are access to, we give rise to through the lens and the shape of our own thinking, empowered with the charge of our believing through the feeling nature. There is no thing that shall be impossible unto us, for with God all things are possible according to our believing. And we have come now to more deeply and continue to more deeply understand and experience that believing, just as everything in this universe, has a polarity. It has two aspects to its nature. Believing is requiring us, you and I, to have a crystal clear picture, to ever sharpen the focus of that which we would choose consciously to bring into form. To not allow ourselves to pretend to be pygmies in the power of manifestation. We are very powerful beings right now. Remind yourself, you are a genius. You are already a genius at manifesting. And you have manifested powerfully according to your believing. You may have manifested powerfully lack in some area of your life and abundance in an area and another area. For you and I will manifest abundantly that which we believe in and that which we feel for. So when we feel a low self-esteem, we manifest powerfully what low self-esteem brings. And when we begin to recognize who we really are, we begin to demonstrate and bring in powerfully in accordance and in alignment with our new self-image. So we are pausing right now and saying, regardless of who I've thought I am, regardless of what I've believed about me, in this moment, I am choosing my innocence. In this moment, I am choosing what God has said about me, that I am a son or a daughter of the Most High, that everything that's ever happened Everything I've ever done, everything I ever haven't done in this moment is forgiven in God. And this is a brand new moment. This is the Genesis moment. And the Genesis moment is any moment when we choose to bring our attention, our full attention, to the new beginning. Jesus goes and finds John the Baptist at the Jordan River and calls forth a new beginning. And in a baptism moment, all of heaven opens up and says, this is my son, this is my daughter, in whom I am well pleased. Imagine this Genesis moment, this baptism moment for you right now. You, this moment, are at the Jordan River of your life. And the repent means to rethink. To just rethink in this moment. Everything that you've ever gone through has brought you to this moment. And this is your Genesis moment, your brand new beginning. There is nothing you could imagine for which you are unworthy. You as a son or a daughter of the Most High. And the windows of heaven opening above you and within you right now. You are my son. You are my daughter. You are my son. You are my daughter, in whom I am already well pleased. For this co-creative power that gives rise to all we know and all we have yet to discover about this universe understands completely your human journey. And there is nothing but a stream of compassion being offered you right now. Lean into it. Just allow it. Let go into it. And in that allowing yourself to be loved and loved completely and known completely, what is that stream of well-being telling you is yours for the asking? It will be your vision, uniquely delightful to you. Bring it to mind. Let there be a crystal clarity to it now. And then join with it your other co-creative capacity, which brings the polarity and the power to your believing nature. Pray, believing, feel for the reality of the picture you're holding. Just as if you knew, if you had a house plan, And the builders where they're building it right now. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter. That's what time is for. It's the bringing into and through time, through our deepening understanding. We're in master school. We're learning what it means to be the masters that we are. To anchor heaven and earth. The kingdom of heaven is within us. It's in the idea realm. It is empowered through our feeling nature as we broadcast its reality by holding the frequency of the what we're holding in mind. We broadcast it in our feeling nature. It, by the very magnetic pull of the law of attraction, draws unto us ideas and people and circumstances and material and aid we could never on our own have orchestrated. But the power of the universe is at work right now. The windows of heaven are opening. We are in the midst of a miracle. And just for a moment, let yourself feel how you would feel if you knew it were already done. Would you not feel so grateful, amazed, astounded, awestruck, and grateful? So we let ourselves be. So right now, we let ourselves be. So right now, we let ourselves be. The art and the science of manifestation. We are doing it anyway. Let us be awake. Thank you, God. Amen.